From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Belgium police release a photo of the suspects in Tuesday's terrorist attacks. The bombings at the Brussels airport and a subway station killed as many as 34 people. Police are looking for one attacker still alive. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the attack. President Barack Obama in Cuba earlier Tuesday for a visit spoke to reporters.
The thoughts and the prayers of the American people are with the people of Belgium. And we stand in solidarity with them in condemning these outrageous attacks against innocent people.
Hundreds of Belgians carried candles and flowers in a nighttime vigil in central Brussels. The U.S. Embassy in Brussels has recommended Americans stay where they are and avoid public transportation in the Belgian capital. Appealing directly to the Cuban people in Havana, President Barack Obama says it is time for the U.S. and Cuba to move beyond their Cold War differences. Mr. Obama spoke in a televised address. He then traveled to the U.S. Embassy, where he met with Cuban dissidents and members of civil society before departing the island nation. The United States launched an airstrike against a reported al-Qaeda training camp in the mountains of Yemen Tuesday. A Pentagon spokesman says there were more than 70 militants at the camp and that dozens were killed. Partial results from Niger's presidential runoff election show incumbent Mamadou Issoufou is heading for a landslide victory. According to Reuters, Niger's Electoral Commission says Issoufou has received 93% of the vote, with about three-fourths of the constituencies counted. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Tuesday cautioned the United States against using UN Security Council resolutions to try to advance the stalled Israeli-Palestinian peace process. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization reports there is growing scientific evidence that the Zika virus is linked with several severe disorders of the central nervous system. Lisa Schlein reports.
The body of scientific knowledge about the virus is building rapidly. WHO Director General Margaret Chan says the more that is known about the Zika virus, the worse things look.
A pattern has emerged in which initial detection of virus circulation is followed within about 3 weeks by an unusual increase in cases of Guillain-Barré syndrome. Detection of microcephaly and other fetal malformations comes later.
WHO reports 6,480 cases of microcephaly are suspected, mostly from northeast Brazil. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
The Ethics Committee of football's governing body, FIFA, has opened a bribery investigation into six people involved in a bidding process for awarding the 2006 World Cup to Germany. Among those targeted are former German Association Football Association president Wolfgang Niersbach and former DFB vice president Franz Beckenbauer. The FIFA committee says Niersbach and former DFB secretary general Helmut Sandrock are being investigated for failing to report a breach of the FIFA Code of Ethics. Voters in three western U.S. states, Arizona, Utah, and Idaho, participated Tuesday in presidential nominating contests. The leading contenders, Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton, are hoping to boost their leads in the race to win their party's nominations. A Russian court Tuesday found captured Ukrainian pilot Nadia Savchenko guilty of complicity in the murder of two Russian journalists. It sentenced her to 22 years in a Russian prison. She denies involvement in the deaths of the journalists, saying cell phone records indicate she was captured by pro-Moscow militants prior to the journalist's death. Russia is warning it could take unilateral action against those who violate the nearly month-old cessation of hostilities in Syria. That move comes after complaints that the U.S. has been slow to work with Russia on rules for jointly monitoring the violations. Officials in South Sudan's Morobo County say gunmen have kidnapped three Sudan People's Liberation Army wildlife officers in the new Yei River State on Sunday. They said the gunmen also stole dozens of machine guns. South Korea is reporting its first official case of the mosquito-borne Zika virus. The country's Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said Tuesday a 43-year-old man who recently traveled to Brazil tested positive for the virus. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.